Let's head to Washington right now and visit with White House correspondent John Decker, who's joining us on the KRDO Morning News Hotline. First of all, John, good morning. The Prime Minister of Japan and the President meeting, and besides the two-volume LP set autographed by Billy Joel as a gift, what of the two? They're going to be discussing things like China, I would imagine. Good morning.
Well, that's right. Certainly, foreign affairs, trade, always on the agenda when a U.S. president meets his Japanese counterpart. No different today. Of course, Japan faces threats in its region from both China and from North Korea. Trade will also be at the top of the agenda as well. The U.S. is looking to block a deal in which a Japanese company is seeking to purchase U.S. steel, which has been in American hands since its founding in the early 20th century. Those items certainly on the agenda. And in addition to that, there will be a joint press conference that will happen early this afternoon, around 12:30 this afternoon. So both President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida will answer questions from their respective press corps.
And this comes as we're getting more and more intelligence that China and Russia are strengthening ties. And this is also part of the U.S. initiative to strengthen ties with more of our allies in Southeast Asia.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen that since the beginning of the U.S., Russia's illegal entry into Ukraine, that Russia and China have indeed strengthened their ties, and that will be certainly a topic for discussion as well. And in addition to that, this is an opportunity for the president to roll out the red carpet, so to speak, for the Japanese prime minister. The welcoming ceremony getting underway in about an hour and 15 minutes, lots of pageantry associated with that. I always look forward to that. And these types of state visits do not happen that often. So that's why it's always a big deal when the president welcomes one of his foreign counterparts.
You know, they're going to be celebrating decades-long ally, with each other, the cornerstone of the Indo-Pacific policy. This is a kind of a major moment for the two countries because the defensive cooperation between the two countries is so important to send a message to China. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that. It's also important to send a message to North Korea, which consistently threatens its neighbors in the region. So one of the reasons why the president extended this great honor of hosting this state visit for Japanese Prime Minister Kishida. He formerly served as the foreign minister for about 4.5 years. For Japan. So he is someone that our Secretary of State knows very well as President Biden.
It's interesting, the two, I guess the husband and wife of both dignitaries, the president and the prime minister, they had a formal state dinner. How was that last night?
Well, no, the state dinner is this evening.
Oh, tonight, okay.
Guests are going to be invited here to the White House. Last night, actually, the Japanese Prime Minister and his wife, along with President Biden and Jill Biden, the First Lady, they went out to dinner at a restaurant not far from where I live, and that must be pretty cool if you just happen to be at dinner at that restaurant on the night that President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida are visiting. That was a nice thing that occurred last night in which just the two couples went out. Tonight, a much bigger event, and the musical entertainment tonight, is one of the greatest musicians, I think, in modern history, and that's Paul Simon. So
all right.
If you're lucky enough to be one of those invited to the state dinner, you get to experience the great music of Paul Simon. So that's pretty cool.
And John Decker, look at that, living near Black Salt Restaurant. That's a
that's
upscale
right.
Seafood restaurant, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Great seafood market there. So if you just want to, get some seafood to prepare at home, that's a great place to do it. Great seafood market.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, John. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the next one.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Do the same.